More airstrikes on Ukraine's capital have killed at least two people. Ukrainian officials say three missiles hit a power facility in Kyiv. Russia is striking critical infrastructure across the country. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the situation is critical and he's warned of possible electricity and water outages nationwide. Let's go to Mohammed Jamjoum, who's standing by for us in Kyiv. Mohammed, tell us more about these latest strikes.
Nick, it was a fresh wave of airstrikes throughout this morning in various cities across the country, including here in Kyiv. You mentioned that strike that hit critical infrastructure facilities in Kyiv. That happened in the Desnyansky district, which is east of the capital. It's on the left bank of the Dnipro River. Now, the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, says that three people were killed as a result of those missile strikes on those critical infrastructure sites in Kyiv. And he says that those who were killed were employees of one of the facilities that was hit. He's also gone on to say that they are doing all they can to repair those facilities to make sure that power continues as much as possible. Beyond what happened in Kyiv, you also have Zhytomyr, which is a city that's neighboring Kyiv, where missile strikes occurred and water and electricity has been out in many areas there. Also, the city of Dnipro, missiles hit there. And also in Kharkiv, there were many missile strikes that took place there in the overnight hours. Nick?
President Zelensky says he's concerned about this targeting of infrastructure. 30% of power stations, for example, destroyed.
That's right. That is a great concern here right now. You have that statement from President Volodymyr Zelensky in which he says that 30% of Ukrainian power plants have been damaged since October 10th by Russian shelling. You've had other officials, many of them joining this chorus over the last few days from many of the regions and cities across the country, warning people that as a result of these strikes across the country, that the country should prepare for the possibility of power outages, that they should prepare for the possibility of power blackouts in the days to come. Now, where we are here in Kyiv, everything is online. But we were in that area that I was telling you about in my previous answer, Desnyansky, just a few hours ago, and we were talking to residents who were without power, who could not access water since those strikes that happened this morning. And they're very concerned about what's to come next, about the prospect, especially when temperatures are dropping and winter is fast approaching, of going without power, not being able to heat their homes. Now, the Ministry of Energy has just come out with a statement in the last 20 minutes or so saying that over 1,100 areas throughout the country are without power. And the National Energy Company has also warned of the possible application of emergency power shutdown schedules. And they say that people should do all they can to conserve on energy and should try to lessen their energy consumption habits in the days to come. Nick?
All right, that's a picture in Ukraine. Mo, thanks very much for that. Mohammed Jamjoum reporting there.